Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, this is Steve Strang, and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. As almost everyone knows, Jan Crouch went to be with the Lord this week. I wrote my Strang Report newsletter about her and wanted to make a podcast just sharing my thoughts about a great woman and the legacy that she leaves. I have some personal stories that I've never shared publicly before. You'll want to stay tuned after this word from our sponsor.
What if you had to flee your home, leaving everything, even your parents, behind, and take care of your younger siblings in a foreign land? That's what Buki Agbula had to face. She tells her amazing life story, traveling from Nigeria to London with only God to rely on, in her new book, I Made It Through. It's a captivating story of sacrifice, strength, and love, and Agbula shows how God led her through the darkness and into his marvelous light. You can purchase your copy of I Made It Through at BukiMusic.com. That's BukiMusic.com.
Welcome back. I got to know Paul and Jan Crouch in the mid-1980s, about 10 years after TBN started, and interestingly, about that long after Charisma started. I got to know them as a guest on their flagship program called Praise the Lord. I soon found that Paul was the consummate businessman. He ran the business side. No detail escaped his notice. Jan, on the other hand, ran the programming, and she was the decorator. And she was responsible for those very elaborate sets that have become kind of a trademark for TBN and are criticized by many, but I think they're beautiful. And I think that that's kind of like Jan. She's also a beautiful woman. She was a little outlandish with some of her outfits and wigs. But hey, that was her style. And she was a little bit bigger than life, but that's what actually succeeds when you're in front of the camera all the time. You know, several years ago, I talked to an elderly Assemblies of God missionary who had gone to the church where Jan's father was pastor in the 1950s. His name was Edgar Bethany. He was a very prominent minister in the Assemblies of God back in those days, and he pastored in Georgia. And this missionary and her late husband would go there and preach every couple of years, and they knew Jan as a teenager. She remembered Jan as being full of life and very playful. She said she would take food color and make a streak of green in her hair or something like that. And that was back in the 1950s when things were very, very conservative, especially in the Assemblies of God. But she said that at the end of the service, Jan would always be down at the altar just crying and calling out to the Lord for his will in her life or some kind of infilling. And, you know, she told me that story, I thought to myself, you know, that kind of was a foreshadowing of what Jan Crouch became, because, you know, some people would say that she was a little bit outlandish, but she was also a deeply spiritual woman who loved the Word of God. In fact, I remember her reading long passages of the Bible on the air at different times, and she would talk about Jesus and how she loved Jesus. And I think that that will be one of her legacies. You know, she was the one that was involved in programming. And in the late 1980s, she even proposed that we have a TV program, which is something I'd never thought of. She even had a name for it. She called it The Other Side of the Story. There had been several well-known people that had been pilloried in the press, and Jan felt that they needed an outlet. And because I have a journalistic background, she thought I would be the perfect host. I remember the day we shot it. I interviewed Tammy Faye Baker, who kind of gave her side of the PTL scandal. I knew that if nothing else, Tammy Faye would be an interesting interview. I was very, very nervous. I don't think I did a very good job, but I was a little bit uncomfortable with that format, that every single time we had to find somebody that, you know, had another side that they felt they needed to get out. I felt that after five or six shows that we would run out of interesting people, especially people that would be interesting to the TBN audience. So I told Jan that I didn't really want to go on. I think she felt the same way, and we just sort of mutually decided. Around that same time, we did a big anniversary special. It was a big music awards. We had music awards back in those days in Charisma Magazine, and we had everyone from Sandy Patty to Larnell Harris and a lot of groups that have kind of come and gone since then. But, I mean, just everybody that was anybody was there. And we had about 5,000 people for a taping at Calvary Assembly. And it was a big risk for us, but it paid off. And it was kind of exciting, as I recall. I guess I thought it would be a one-time deal. But we did well enough that a few years later, we were willing to do a 30-minute program. We tried to do kind of a journalistic format, as I recall. 60 Minutes was popular back then. It's still popular today. I wanted to do something like that. We did that on a shoestring. But we got a lot of interesting programs about Bill Wilson up in New York and Promise Keepers. And as time passed, we covered the Toronto Blessing and the Brownsville Revival, and we'd go on location. And we'd interview people like Bishop T.D. Jakes and Dr. Reginald Cherry. It was a lot of work, but it was a lot of fun. And we tried different producers. I kind of settled on a young man that was still making a name for himself. His name was Matt Crouch. You know, he's the one that's now the head of TBN. He's Paul and Jan's youngest son, and he was kind of making a name for himself. And he would actually go with me. He and I probably did 5 or 10 programs out of the 100 that we did all together. And I remember that we went to Toronto and Brownsville. One time we were in Dallas, and the time in Dallas, I guess we got there the night before, and we had dinner, and then he took me around and showed me the very elaborate studios and different properties that TBN owned, and was telling me all the behind-the-scenes story. It was all off the record, of course, so it'll never see print. But I just mention it to kind of give you an idea of the relationship that developed. Matt and I actually became good friends back in that era. I remember one time he visited my offices in suburban Orlando. We have a large meeting room that is a multi-purpose room, and we always let a church use it. There's a church in it now, and he was fascinated with that idea. I had actually picked it up from a Christian businessman that I visited in Philadelphia years before, and later I found out that Matt opened up his facility in the Hollywood area for a church. So it's kind of interesting how these things come around. I also knew Paul Crouch Jr. I would mainly see them at National Religious Broadcasters, which is where I see them now. I consider both of them friends. I have a great deal of respect for them. And I respected Paul and Jan. I didn't always agree to them eye to eye. I will confess that there were a lot of things difficult about the TV program because I was used to kind of calling my own shots. That probably doesn't come as a surprise. You know, I've kind of run my own organization by God's grace now for, you know, nearly 4 decades. And TBN had rules. You could do this, you couldn't do that. And it was just awkward. And after a while, we decided that we weren't meant for TV and we kind of went our separate ways. But I kept in touch with Paul and Jan. I actually considered Paul Crouch a mentor. I didn't spend a lot of time with him, but I learned a lot just watching him. He was very, very tenacious. He was absolutely determined to build TBN, and I learned from that. Jan was very creative. I could kind of relate to her on the creative side. In fact, in a lot of ways, I worked more with Jan than I did with Paul. I wanted to interview them for their 40th anniversary. That would have been maybe in 13. And they agreed to both be in the interview. And then at the last minute, Jan changed her mind. And so that interview never happened. So I know I haven't seen her since then. Wish I could have had a chance to tell her how much I respect her. You know, you can respect someone even if you don't agree with them. You can respect somebody and see the hand of God on their life, even if you don't maybe agree with everything they did. But Jan Crouch leaves a great legacy. TBN is huge. It's done a lot of good. Recently, when I was in the United Kingdom, I was interviewed on TBN UK and was very, very impressed with Leon Schumann, who heads that up, and with the facilities that they have there. He and I kind of reminisced about what's going on in the Christian world, and it was a good interview. But it just reminded me the influence that TBN has far beyond what we might see when we flip on the TV and watch a program. Of course, the Praise the Lord program was and still is their flagship, but they have many, many broadcasters. They have the best of the best. There are other TV networks that have sprung up, some of them very successful. I'm friends with the people that head those up, but none of them rival what TBN has done. And Jan Crouch and Paul are to be remembered for their pioneering legacy. I thank God for them. I thank God that I had the opportunity to know them personally. And I thank God for the influence that they had on me. They're both gone now. We believe that they're with the Lord. We'll miss them. Hundreds of thousands of people will miss them. People who never met them, but felt as if they knew them because they were in their homes all the time. And I'll miss them too. And I just wanted to pay tribute to Jan Crouch's life, her legacy, and to just share some of my memories that tend to come back when something like this happens. So thank you for listening to The Strang Report, and tune in again on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Steve Strang.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.